Check, check, 1, 2. Check, check, 1, 2. Check, check.
Senator Cruz told the Attorney General you should be prosecuted.
Yeah. I'd have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted.
Right. Now.
Payne. Thomas Payne podcast. What's going on out there? Another week coming off the holidays. Folks, you can't make this up. If you wanted to, you couldn't make it up. What's going on out there? And so here we are, coming off the heels of a big weekend, holiday weekend, and, well, they put the fucking wood to that fast, didn't they? No more holiday, no more fun for anybody. It started on the goddamn holiday in the United States, on Thanksgiving. You can't even believe it. Actually, you can believe it because we've seen it before, and they're going back to the well because they have nothing else. This is like watching a remake of a bad movie, and we're dealing with some new equipment here, and so it might take some getting used to, but hey, you're used to that, right? You have to get used to the entire world being reinvented on a daily basis, and here we are. I hope you had a good break, however long it lasted, before you started to realize, hey, these guys are pulling the same shit that they've done time and time again, and whew. Well, buckle up for this one. It's going to be one of those weeks as we roll out a lot of different things we're trying, and also there's just so much to tackle on a regular basis. But we'll give it a whirl. We got videos tonight. We got a little bit of everything, and we're going to stick and move as you're busy and we're busy, and let's get to it. Well, we're coming off the coming off the Thanksgiving weekend 2021. Why don't we just do that by listening to our incredibly elected officials wish us and give us platitudes about how great we are and how grateful they are for us. We have two bird brains. We have the wax dummy and his fake doctor wife in the White House. We have these two stooges, right? And we there's a medley of current events that are woven into the piece as well. And then we have the governor and the first lady of California, which we did a little work on that too. Let me go back to back. Fuck it. Let's go back to back. If you're on Payne.tv, then you get to see the video. If you're not on Payne.tv, perhaps you should be. Working on a hot wire. It was going to come out last night on Sunday night. But with everything going on, there's a lot of information, a lot of intel flying in that was not previously anticipated before the holiday. So we'll kick that to tomorrow or Tuesday there's just so much. And we're trying to get some intel from our folks about the legitimacy of this so-called variant. We'll talk about that a lot tonight. There's no rush to get into that. That's going to be a theme that plays out for a long time. Let's go to the videotape and hear from our incredible. Keep in mind, last year, these two phonies, we broke the story. These two phonies, they put out an order for everybody to stay home, okay? They said, everybody has to stay home. You understand? It's dangerous. And then they snuck out of the house right across town here. We know all the cops. We know all the people. Snuck across town. And he went to his sister's house. Secret Service, everybody. Like it wasn't going to be detected. Give me a break. And this year, my God, he's pretending like you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. Of course, when it comes to ripping you off, you are. Let's go to the videotape.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is always a special time in America. But this year, the blessings of Thanksgiving are especially meaningful. I know for a lot of Americans, things are still very hard, very hard. But if you look at all the facts, you can only come to one conclusion. We've made enormous progress in this country.
After being apart last year, we have a new appreciation for those little moments we can't plan or replicate. The music of laughter in a warm, full kitchen, the thump of small feet making big sounds, the circle of faces crowded around our dining room table, glowing in the candlelight.
Challenges in our supply chain, which have sparked concern about shortages and contributed to higher prices. Moms and dads are worried,
asking, will there be enough food we can afford to buy for the holidays? Will we be able to get Christmas presents to the kids on time? And if so, will they cost me an arm and a leg? The price of gasoline has reached record levels recently in Europe and in Asia, the highest it's been in years. Of course, it's always painful when gas prices spike.
You know, as we gather together again, our table and our hearts are full of grace and gratitude for all those we love.
Today, the price of gas in America on average is $3.40 a gallon. In California, it's much higher.
You make us so proud every day to serve as your president and first lady.
I've worked hard these past few weeks on calls and meetings with foreign leaders. I will do what needs to be done to reduce the price you pay at the pump.
And from the Biden family to yours, happy Thanksgiving.
A food kitchen to serve meals right now. Thank you for your time and effort. I'll have plenty of time to talk to you later. Thank you. Thank you.
And other leaders, when will you answer our questions, sir? Not to be outdone. This next clip is insane. That's Newsom. Now, I've called Biden a wax dummy, right? Newsom is unbelievable. His facial expression, he's a puppet. It looks like someone is literally working the strings on this dope. Well, anyhow, we took some video. And we're going to throw in some riot and looting video over the holidays. As Newsom, who's coming fresh off vanishing for several weeks, and his incredible wife, Ken and Barbie of California. They wish you, serfs, a great holiday. And they've come so far as the first lady of California. They've come so far from last year. Yeah, people are openly fucking looting and running crime sprees and don't think it's going to stop anytime soon. Let's go to the videotape. Hotel California. Everybody stays for free, apparently.
Hey, California, happy Thanksgiving.
On this day, we give thanks for the enduring bonds of family, friendship, and community.
We also give thanks for the ability this year to spend time with the ones we love. We all recognize what happened last year when we had to reimagine our holiday traditions and all to help keep each other safe.
Mobs of looters ransacking high-end stores all around San Francisco. It's happened there three nights in a row. Critics are blaming California's lenient punishment for shoplifting. Here to talk about it, San Francisco Police Lieutenant Tracy McRae. I gotta ask you something. We have had you on. We were pretty shocked at that CVS video. Remember when the guy is in there with the bike and you reminded us that, do we think that he actually bought the bike? We're like, absolutely not. But something like this that happened at the Nordstrom, that organized, did that surprise you?
No, it didn't surprise me at all. So you had the Walgreens, you had the Nordstrom, now you have Louis Vuitton, Burberry, Yves Saint Laurent, all of these high-end places just getting hit by mobs of people who are organized to do this.
And as we return to gathering together this season, we are all reminded that we share the same basic human desires to connect, love, and be loved.
It's a free-for-all in San Francisco. We've been reporting about this since Fox and Friends this morning. Crime and looting are out of control. Just this past weekend, mobs of thieves ransacked retail stores, pharmacies, luxury shops. Law enforcement is calling many of these raids organized. You think so? In a single 24-hour period, you got a mob of looters targeting a Louis Vuitton high-end shopping district store, while as many as 80 looters in ski masks raided a Nordstrom just outside the city. Eyewitnesses describe the scene as something out of a movie. That's what I think.
And the simple joy of togetherness during the holiday season is truly something worth celebrating.
So as you enjoy your turkey, stuffing, and mashed potatoes, use this time to reflect on how far we've come since last year.
In a nearby Oakland, by the way, about 17 miles away, the same period of time, hundreds of vehicles reportedly targeted marijuana dispensaries and other stores. Car break-ins are on the rise in San Francisco as well. Compared to last year, break-ins are up, get this, 753%. As the Hoover Institute recently noted, which, by the way, is right in that neighborhood, San Francisco is now more dangerous than 98% of the U.S. cities. And look at, for example, Compton, California, a city famous for drug wars and gang wars. It's now almost twice as safe as San Francisco.
Not through hate and divisiveness, but through a strongly held commitment to our communal well-being and to our fellow Californians.
And that's something to be thankful for.
That's right. Take care, everyone.
Take care.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And there is no fear of any type of repercussions. So people are coming into the city and just causing havoc, knowing that they can get away with it.
They covered up their license plate numbers. Do you think that any of these people will ever be tracked down and prosecuted?
I mean, I'm hopeful. We did catch 8 people that night. But that level of sophistication, what you just said, covering their license plate, right? No ordinary crook or criminal is going to do that, right? So here you have a very sophisticated network of thieves knowing what they're doing, targeting what they want to go after.
Yeah. They've come so far in California. I mean, it's laughable. These guys living in a fucking fantasy world. The entire, if you haven't figured out by now, the whole fucking thing is rigged. I don't know if I can help you. We try to help you. We'll continue to try to help you. I don't know if it's possible. I think there's so many fucking people that are lost. And there's so many people that are buying into this scheme again. It's just a repeat scheme that they did in March 2020. It's just, they flipped the pages and they got back to the beginning of the scheme and they said, let's run it again. Of course, some of the players change, some of them don't. Israel, for instance, doesn't change. We've said on here for a long time, Israel is the first domino. They run the schemes through Israel and all other countries follow suit. That's the way it's supposed to happen because it's a scheme, you understand? And it's a script and it's a playbook. And we've talked about this time and time and time again. Let's hearken back to several, I'm going to say hundreds of times on this show, hundreds of times since the summer, this summer, 2021, I said it's going to be a dark fall and a dark winter. Well, we're just in dark fall. We haven't even hit the dark winter yet. And it's dark and it continues to get darker. And none of it, of course, is real. It's manufactured. It's spin. It's a scheme. Time and time and time again, as we've spelled out. That's just the way it is. But so many people fall for it. You know, I said privately to a number of people this weekend, we're going to be sunk by the idiots in this country. Plain and simple. We don't even have a chance in many instances unless people wake up. Now, how are they going to wake up? I don't have an answer to that. Why they continue to trust these career liars, and these scumbags, and these gutter snipes in D.C. and beyond, and the entire fucking attachment to the Biden scheme. Biden, if you listen to our show on Friday, we replayed it over the weekend. Or Thursday, whenever the fuck we did it, Wednesday, I don't know. Unbelievable where he spent the weekend. Check the show out for them. The Bidens in the fucking tank, hiding in plain sight at this point. No problem admitting that they're bought and paid for. Of course, they're all bought and paid for. I told you guys, this was hatched out decades ago. This country was sold long before that. But of course, you think you have a... Well, why should I say? We'll go. Let's go to the videotape. I know somebody who says it better than I do.
As far as I'm concerned, all of this airport security, all the searches, the screenings, the cameras, the questions, it's just one more way of reducing your liberty and reminding you that they can fuck with you anytime they want. As long as you put up with it. As long as you put up with it. Which means, of course, anytime they want.
because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from? In this country, have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu. And Americans, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths.
I guess Carlin didn't know what he was talking about, right? He only said this, what, 10, 20, 30 years ago? A recurring theme of one of the smartest comedians ever to hold a microphone. Unlike some of the cement heads today, they just get up there, fucking dummies. Of course, intelligence is a lost art form. I'm not talking about the intelligence community. It's nice they call it a community, right? You drone little kids. And you murder people, and you're part of a community. Isn't that nice? That's a hell of a community. I'd like to see the Christmas party. But Carlin understood that we're just renters. That's all we are. We're renting. We pay rent. We don't really own anything. And there was a belief that he shared in many stand-up routines that we're not allowed to own anything. And if we do own anything, they're going to take it from us. Well, because he understood who's running the show and the puppets that they put in place to corral us like shepherds. We're the sheep. Let's go to the videotape. This guy's lost his fucking mind, by the way.
Anybody who's looking at this carefully realizes that there's a distinct anti-science flavor to this. So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there, so it's easy to criticize. But they're really criticizing science, because I represent science. That's dangerous. To me, that's more dangerous than the slings and the arrows that get thrown at me. And if you damage science, you are doing something very detrimental to society long after I leave. You know
it's hard out here for a pimp. It's hard out here for a pimp and a whore like, a pharma whore like Fauci. And keep that in mind, folks. If we damage science, we're going to be in real bad. Like these assholes have been damaged science. They just reinvent science on a daily basis. There's no fact basis. They just make things up. It's fucking basic. You know? If they get caught making it up, they just make up another lie to cover it. But it's hard out here for a pimp like Fauci. He realizes he's losing his fucking mind. Or it's becoming more evident that he lost it a long time ago and that he's bought and paid for. He's science, after all. I represent science. Well, science isn't political, right? Science is apolitical. Science doesn't know the difference between politics or anything else. Science is black and white. Science is right and wrong. Plain and simple. Science is like math. If you're right, you're right. If you're wrong, you're fucking wrong. Oh, not when you reinvent science like these criminals have. If Fauci is science, why would science have any political opinions whatsoever or any political leanings or political slants? Oh, because he's not science. He's a fucking poser. He doesn't know a goddamn thing about science. He proved it in the 80s. A lot of dead people. A lot of people had to die for Anthony Fauci to become the nation's top doctor. How fucked up is that? It's true. It's 100% true. So it's hard out here for a pimp like Fauci. When they're attacking him, they're attacking me because they don't understand that I'm science. You understand the insanity of what we're up against here? And the fact that he continues to have a milk crate to stand on and spout his bullshit. Anybody else, if this was a legitimate country, a legitimate political system, a legitimate government that had your best interest in mind, this fucking guy would have been gone a long time ago. Not put out to retirement or anything like that. No birthday cake, no gold watch, a prison cell. But he's becoming unfucking wrapped. Back to the videotape.
Senator Cruz told the Attorney General you should be prosecuted.
Yeah. I'd have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted. What happened on January 6th, Senator?
Do you think that this is about making you a scapegoat to deflect from President Trump?
Of course. You have to be asleep not to figure that one out.
Well, there are a lot of Republican senators taking aim at this.
That's okay. I'm just going to do my job. And I'm going to be saving lives, and they're going to be lying.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Let me tell you how
Dr. Fauci.
Vaccines for you.
Or I'm science. Cause he's science. Yeah, he's science. Yeah, man. The Vax Man, he's science. Fucking unbelievable. Talking about, since when does science get involved in politics? He's bringing up January 6th. What the fuck does that have to do with anything? You see what happens? When he goes off script, fucks up every time. Every time. If you got under this guy's skin in a cross-examination, he would melt. He would melt fast. Like a stick of butter in Oprah's hands. I mean, seriously. What the fuck does January 6th have anything to do with anything when it comes to this stuff? Seriously. What? We're going to talk about this asshole more tonight, I have a feeling. I haven't looked at the intel from the Young Bucks. So we'll see what they came up with. It was a work day here on Sunday, for sure. As we're coming off, I think the longest break we've ever had since we've gone to dailies. And we're coming up on our 2-year anniversary. But there's no time to celebrate anything, given the situation. And the looming question, are people going to get locked down again, I would imagine. If it's not addressed in the news in the next hour here or so, hour plus, then I'll address it at the end. But I would imagine that the Young Bucks have stories in there about this, the new variant, and I'll have my opinions on it. As you can imagine, many folks have asked during the weekend, what is your opinion on it? I said, well, we'll talk about it on Monday. We're trying to do a lot of different things over the weekend. Just like you. And that's that. I'm trying to think now. Now, if you're on the podcast, you hear a different version of the show. If you're on the Thomas Paine podcast on the public side, on Apple, etc. If you're on Paine.tv, then you are getting a different version of the show. I would say a more enhanced version of the show, as we're incorporating different videos that we're not, obviously, we can't incorporate that on the podcast, on audio side only. So you're seeing that stuff. You are also, if you're on Paine.tv on the regular watching, or you can listen to it as well on Paine.tv, it's commercial free, it's ad free. And that's a big difference between the public side and the folks on Paine.tv. And we appreciate the folks on Paine.tv big time. Big time.